We have Kyle Angerman on the phone. Kyle, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, good, great. Kyle. Now that we're talking to you, we have the champ on the phone. Now, Kyle, I told you, I walked into Winnevegas Saturday night, and all of a sudden I hear, Josie! And it's your incredible mom. And I go over and I give her a big hug, and she says, we're going to get the baby in Angerman onesie. And I'm like, yes!
Yes. I like it.
Dream come true right there. All right, champ. How are you feeling? You kicked so much ice Saturday night.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
It sounds like it, Kyle. He's come like, on, man.
Yeah. I think he's still up on the cloud nine. He hasn't come down yet.
Tell us about the guy you were fighting, though, because he did the hands up, you know, like we're going to touch gloves at the beginning of the fight. And he touched the gloves. And the moment you touched gloves, he took a shot at you, which was kind of cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried hitting you in the back of the head, which was kind of cheap. Then he tried grabbing your shorts, which was kind of cheap. I mean, what do you kind of do in that situation when guys are really trying to take every advantage they can to beat you?
We talked about that in the back. My coach told me his only chance is to rush me, you know, and try to catch me off guard. So I was expecting him to rush me like he did. So it was just part of the game plan. I don't know. Just tried to fight off as much as I could.
And it's one of those things, watching you fight, I swear, I watched that video. I'm not a stalker. I'm just a big fan. I watched that video over and over. And, I mean, once you get the guy down, no matter who you're with, I mean, it is on. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, the way that you are just right there all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, you know. It's weird because I don't even remember what I'm thinking or what it's like until after. And then I'm thinking, man, I don't even know how it got to that point, you know. How did we end up on the ground? Well, you know.
I can tell you. It was a quick left hand and then five strong hammer fists. That's how you got to the ground.
And I loved it. The lights out right across the neck. He gone.
Yeah, it was it was quick. But, hey, you know what? It seems like every time you fight at Winnevegas, the crowds get louder and louder. I mean, when you won the title last time, that was loud. When you beat this guy this time, it might have been even louder in that joint.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I feel like I gave him a little bit more something to cheer for this time. That's what I was going for, too, is to get the finish and be able to celebrate with everybody.
At this point, we are always cheering, that's for sure.
At this point, would you consider Winnevegas kind of your fighting home? I mean, is that kind of where you feel
most
comfortable?
Definitely. I mean, Sioux City's my home, and that would be my home, too, for sure.
I love it.
Now, what's next? What are we looking for you next?
He's not going to be at the next fight,
I heard. Now, just wait. Just wait.
He's got a wedding.
Just hold on. We're trying to finagle.
I just got to spend some time with my fiance and leading up to our wedding and stuff. I've been kind of neglecting my duties at home, kind of training so much. So I got to give her a lot of my time right now. But
such a good boy.
I'm still going to be training, just not 4 hours a day every day.
Yeah, see, you think that these guys, well, I don't think you do. I think some of the guys are scary. You do not want to have a mad fiance, let me tell you. That's frightening.
Yes, that is true.
But Travis has seen it. To just come and watch and, you know, still be a part of the next show. I'm super excited to just come and hang out and talk to everybody and be there.
Now, how close are we to going pro, you think, Kyle?
Yeah.
I said from the beginning I want to get at least 10 fights in because you see it all the time with these guys. They jump to it too fast and just think about the money, which I am thinking about the money. I do want to get paid for as much as I do, you know, but I definitely still have a lot to learn. And I learned that from that last fight. Not this last fight, but
the five-rounder?
Yeah.
So how many fights have you had so far? You're looking for number 10.
Six,
okay.
So four more with King of the Cage then, or what?
I actually have another promotion that I'm talking with right now, but between those, hopefully, 2016 for sure, I'll be going pro, hopefully.
Oh, we cannot wait.
Hey, buddy, as long as you keep fighting Winnevegas.
Yeah.
I think the people around here are going to be thrilled, and I know I'm going to be thrilled.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
I mean, is that okay? I mean, you can fight for other promotions, but you make sure that, you know, King of the Cage and Vegas get priority, right?
Most definitely. Don't
forget us little people, Kyle.
No.
Thank you so much for your time, champ. We love you, and we're always cheering for you. Thanks so much for your time.
Have fun at that wedding, buddy, and just remember, words of wisdom. If the wife ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Happy wife, happy life. Words to live by.
Yes, sir. I've learned that already.
He's a smart man. Kyle, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.